Neighbourhood. Your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The public protector has cleared Umgeni Municipality Mayor Chris Pappas of allegations of misappropriating funds. Pappas was accused of nepotism in the lead-up to the 2024 national elections. It was alleged that municipal funds were channeled to his then-partner who headed Umgeni Tourism. The claims prompted an ANC Youth League protest in Howick calling for his arrest. Today, during the municipality's last full council meeting of the year, legal advisor Lelani van den Berg announced that the public protector found no wrongdoing.
I am pleased to say that on the 13th of November 2025, the public protector's office issued a notice to report back that all three allegations that had been brought in terms against the mayor, the MM was part of some of them too, that the public protector found that all of these allegations were unsubstantiated.
Well, Papa says he hopes those who were baying for his blood will just be as vociferous about him being cleared.
I trust that they will put out more media statements now welcoming the mayor's name being cleared and that the municipality was not in the wrong. I think that would be a show of good faith.
There are hopes two northern KZN fishing communities will be fed for a lifetime. Small-scale fisherfolk in Kwasokulu and Nyembe have been equipped with rods and are getting training on more sustainable practices. The initiative by the Wild Trust's Small Scale Fishers and Marine Protected Areas project is aimed at protecting dwindling fish stocks. Sandy Lentuli from Wild Trust says it's part of efforts to curb gill netting, a widespread illegal method used in rivers and estuaries where fish numbers are rapidly declining.
This is an unselective method of fishing, so it means it fishes anything that comes into contact with it. So you can imagine that in that way it is really unsustainable, because fish is a finite resource, so there's only so much fish in the water, and if you are really fishing 24 hours non-selectively, you risk finishing your fish.
Dooley says seasoned fisherfolk have been sharing hands-on lessons with their peers on how to use the rods responsibly.
It's one thing to give a person fishing rods, but if they don't know how to use them, because if you can imagine, there's the issue of women who primarily don't practice line fishing, but they're also beneficiaries of this. So there's a paradigm shift involved in this as well.
The newly elected ANC Johannesburg chairperson, Loyiso Masuku, has vowed to renew the ANC branches in the city. Masuku replaces Dada Morero following a regional elective conference held in Woodmeek this week, becoming the first woman to occupy the position. She spoke to the media earlier.
I'm proud and privileged that I've been given this opportunity, an opportunity to lead Joburg and renew the ANC. Bringing everybody along obviously starts with us ensuring that we conclude business of conference and we go back to our branches and ensure that we have a strong ANC.
And streaming giant Netflix has agreed to buy film and television studio Warner Brothers Discovery for 1.4 trillion rand. The two companies made the announcement earlier today. They say the transaction, which was unanimously approved by the boards of both companies, is set to close within 12 to 18 months. The acquisition gives Netflix access to a vast film catalogue, as well as the streaming service HBO Max. It's the largest consolidation deal in the entertainment industry since Disney's acquisition of Fox in 2019. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. John Plumtree to leave his role as Sharks head coach after this weekend's clash with Toulouse. Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus, he's going to stay on until 2031. Great news for Springbok fans. And Laura Wolfart has made 115 not out as the Proteas make 220 for 2 in their 20 overs against Ireland.